With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
We have moved into the final quarter of the season, and today's picks are brought to you by Modell's. When you got to go to Moe's, save for the holidays, you got to go to Moe's for all your holiday sports stuff. Now, by Aguera Energy, the Tri-State's premier electricity and natural gas supplier, visit AgueraFan.com for a hassle-free quote. By New York Community Bank, online at MyNYCB.com. And by the John Thera Cancer Center, part of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Hackensack Meridian Health Partnership. As we said, we've moved into the final quarter of the season. We began that last night, week 14 in the league where they play for pay. All right, here we go. Some interesting games this week, especially in the NFC. One last night as an example. We'll begin with the big one out west, where the Eagles, who stayed out west and lost last week to Seattle, stayed out all week and prepared now for the Rams. This is a very big game. Two young teams that have had terrific seasons. Two young quarterbacks that have had terrific seasons. Two teams with designs on showing that they are the next generation of NFL stalwarts, that they are going to be there year after year, and now's their chance to be there now. The Rams have been, you know, solid. They've been tough at home. They've done a good job. I mean, they don't have the biggest home field advantage, but you know what? They've been solid. They've been really good on the road, too, I have to admit. They've actually had a little better record on the road, but they've been good at home. They've been terrible, and they've had a couple of big wins there. Now here comes the Eagles off the loss and really having to prove that they can beat a good team and beat a good team away from home. They're unbeaten at home this year. They've lost a couple of games on the road. Can they win this game here? This is going to be a very big test. I like the Eagles at quarterback. I like the Rams everywhere else. I think the Rams are better drilled. I think they're the better balanced team. I think they're the better team in all three units, and I think they win this game. They're a 2.5-point favorite. This is a very big game, and it should be a good game. I think it'll be a solid game. I think it'll be a close game. Rams are 2.5-point favorites. I think they win it like 27-20, but I think it's a Ram Sunday. The Rams minus 2.5, game number one. The Packers are playing the Browns, and you would say, all right, listen, why are you picking on the Browns? Because, you know what? They're not giving the Packers enough credit here. The Packers have been up and down. They've been good some weeks, like when they played Pittsburgh. They've been awful some weeks, like when they played Baltimore. They need to win this bridge game because this is their bridge game to Aaron Rodgers. Now, it's probably going to mean they're going to fall short anyway. They're not going to run the table, I don't believe, even with Aaron Rodgers, but they want to get this game to get to 7-6, win this game, and move to where they think they can make a run with Rodgers back. I understand that. If you had Rodgers, you'd want to bring him back too. So this is their last week without him. So this is a game without this game. So there's a lot of pressure on them. Without this game, they don't have a chance to have any season. So it could end the Rodgers experiment, and everyone doesn't want that to happen. So a lot of pressure on them. They are going to try and jump to a lead in this game, quickly jump to a lead, and then let Cleveland make the mistakes. Now, Cleveland has had its moments. Even last week, Cleveland let San Diego go, or let the Chargers, I'm just calling San Diego, but Chargers go up and down the field, but stopped them with some red zone play. They really did some good, solid red zone defense. Cleveland has had its moments, and a lot of people think this is the game they win. That's the reason I'm actually picking the Packers here as a road favorite, because a lot of places I've seen this week, people picking the Browns to win this game. I don't see it. I think there's too much on the line for the Packers. I think the Packers will win this game with a big defensive effort. and just enough offense to get by. I think it'll be a fairly low-scoring game. Give me the Packers -3. I think they'll win this game by a touchdown, maybe more, because I think Cleveland will press. I think the Packers will play it very carefully to the vest. But the reason I'm picking it is because all I see is people picking the Browns this week. I don't see it. Give me the Packers -3, game number two. And then for game number three, I'm going to go to the Sunday night game. And I think people are expecting that the Steelers are going to have a tough time with all the emotion. They're going to have the look-ahead game, and they're thinking the Ravens are playing better. So this is the week that the Ravens jump up. I'm not buying on the Ravens yet. I really am not. I know they've had some interesting weeks of late. I know they've been playing better. But I think the Steelers at home, even with everything that's happened in the last week, even with the fact that they're looking ahead, and they are clearly looking ahead, but I think they look ahead with a game that they will play a big performance in. I think they go into the New England game on a bit of a roll. They were able to win that game last week. You know what? It was a game they could have lost, a game they probably should have lost. They came back and won it. It was not an easy game. There's obviously a lot going on there. There's going to be a lot of emotion in this stadium. I know that. Although Ravens have been playing much better on defense, I just don't trust anything about their offense. They have looked putrid at times this year, and I think the Steelers, I know people are going to think they're going to look ahead to the Pats. I know they think there's going to be a lot of problems because of what's going on with Shazier. I think the Steelers will come up with a big effort leading up to their game against New England. Give me the Steelers -5.5. I have not been on a Baltimore bandwagon all year. I am not getting on now. I know this game is the historic three-point game. The theory is always pick 3 points, pick the game 3 points when the Pittsburgh's on the road, pick the game 3 points when it's in Pittsburgh. This game always ends up on three. It's historically that kind of game. I don't see it. I think the Ravens are just too inconsistent overall and way too inconsistent on offense. Give me the Steelers -5.5. So I'm going with three favorites this week. Rams -2.5, Packers -3 over the Browns, and the Steelers -5.5 over the Ravens. The picks for week 14.